On Sunday, Brazilians elect a new president. Jair Bolsonaro is expected to win easily. He's a retired army captain and congressman from the far right. Environmentalists see his policies as a threat to the Amazon. Bolsonaro grew up in a rainforest in a community that is now deeply divided about his rise to power. NPR's Philip Reeves has more.
This is the small country town in southeast Brazil where Jair Bolsonaro spent his childhood. Midday drinkers in a bar near the town square remember him well, including Francisco Gianni, a civil servant who's 58. Bolsonaro always said, "One day I'll be president," says Gianni. Gianni's drinking beer with his brother Luis Antonio, who says he used to go fishing with Bolsonaro. He's a son of this town, says Luis Antonio Gianni, an ultra-conservative who stands up for family and religion and fights corruption. Local officials say about 60% of this community supports Bolsonaro. Luis Antonio's proud that Bolsonaro grew up here. This place is called El Dorado. It's not as glamorous as the name suggests. This is a shabby town of 15,000 people. It makes a living growing bananas and from tourists who come to see nearby caves and waterfalls. For there are riches here, just a few minutes' drive away.
They say in the town that they live in the middle of the Atlantic rainforest, and they're telling the truth because here we are surrounded by forest.
The Atlantic rainforest once stretched along much of Brazil's huge coastline, before the country was colonized and began building cities. Most of the forests destroyed, but chunks remain. The chunk in this area covers nearly 20 times more land than Manhattan. The forest is one of the richest in the world in biodiversity. It has tens of thousands of species, many threatened. Lelis Ribeiro is an environmental activist and eco-tourist guide.
We have everything here. Plants, animals, insects, microfauna, everything.
The forest around here is under government protection. Yet Bolsonaro talks of loosening Brazil's environmental licensing laws because he thinks they suffocate the economy. Brazil's powerful agribusiness lobby, hungry for new land for farming and mining, is behind him, says Ribeiro. In the forest around El Dorado, there are about a dozen quilombolas. These are small, impoverished Afro-Brazilian communities, often established centuries ago by Africans who escaped slavery. These days, Bolsonaro says he sees all Brazilians as equal. Yet in the quilombolas, people haven't forgotten his past racist remarks about them, says Talia Moraes, who lives in one.
People say he's very prejudiced and that he doesn't like blacks, so we feel really offended.
Local officials say Bolsonaro lived in El Dorado from the age of 5 to 18. His father was the town dentist. Ireneo Pedroso, vice principal of a local school, says he and Bolsonaro hung out as kids, swimming in the rivers, playing soccer and hunting birds. His mum was a washerwoman in the Bolsonaro household, he says. Pedroso's politically on the left and dreads Bolsonaro becoming president.
A pessoa que se propõe a governar país.
A president should unite people, not divide them like Bolsonaro, he argues. Night is creeping in across the rainforest. In a house on El Dorado's big town square, the mayor and his deputy are guests at an awards ceremony for locals who've completed fashion and bakery courses. These two officials belong to a centrist political party, yet they say they don't see Bolsonaro from the far right as a threat. If Bolsonaro becomes president, I'm sure he'll look kindly on the town, says Vice Mayor Diona Rocha. But what about the Atlantic rainforest all around? The forest is El Dorado's greatest treasure, says Mayor Durval de Moraes, and the lungs of the region. Yet the town's broke, it needs income and jobs, he says. So it should profit from the forest, allowing in what he calls non-polluting industries, and protect it. You can do both, says Gimarães. And I believe Jair Bolsonaro knows that, he says. Leilis Ribeiro, the El Dorado eco-tourist guide, disagrees. Bolsonaro doesn't have any conservation policies, says Ribeiro.
Então, qualquer coisa que possa ameaçar isso.
So any form of threat to the Atlantic rainforest is terrible, he says, because once you lose it, you'll never get it back. Philip Reeves, NPR News, El Dorado.